bands in town. Welcome to the fourth episode of the No More Cast, official podcast of Until Eating Disorders Are No More, located at arenomore.wordpress.com. Today's episode, just what the heck is weight stigma? Maybe the term weight stigma isn't in your vocabulary yet, but it needs to be. Even if it isn't, I anticipate that the concept is not foreign to anyone if you think hard enough about it. In fact, I'm sure that basically everyone at some point in their lives has been engaged in it. Truthfully, it's a hard set of shackles to break free from. It's a form of prejudice that most people probably don't realize that they're engaging in, because the stereotypes about people who aren't thin are usually accepted as truths and are not questioned. Well, I invite you to join me to start questioning them, along with the Binge Eating Disorder Association. As part of their National Weight Stigma Awareness Week, which will take place during the last week in September, they're encouraging writers to blog en masse on the subject in what is apparently known as a blog carnival. So long as it doesn't involve clowns, count me in. This week's topic is, what does weight stigma mean to you? To answer that question, I'd like to tell you a story. When I think about weight stigma, or to use another term, weightism, I'm reminded of other forms of prejudice that are usually unequivocally condemned. Racism, for one. In my early childhood, I experienced and observed both weightism and racism. I remember being in first grade. I was friends with probably the only black student in my class. One day, my mother asked me if it was strange to be in a classroom with black students, and even though I was only about 6 years old, I can still recall wondering what an odd question that was. No? Should it be? I asked back. She just smiled, happy to realize how different my generation was than hers. My mother lived through the desegregation of public schools, and grew up in a small Virginia town where racial tension was extremely high. When the schools were desegregated, there was verbal and physical violence on both sides, and it's hard to say who was reciprocating and who was provoking. She herself was on the receiving end of some very serious violence from complete strangers more than once, simply for being white. I remember being really happy that I didn't go to a school like that, and that I could just be friends with whoever I wanted. This opportunity to reflect on prejudice at such a young age instilled an early sensitivity to it. I couldn't understand why people would judge each other over such superficial things. My friendship with my classmate had less to do with the color of his skin and far more to do with our mutual love of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What I didn't realize was that I took for granted the returned acceptance that I received from my friends. In fourth grade, there was a kid who was a bit of a bully. For reasons still unknown to me, he decided to target me over my weight. And let's just say that it was an unfortunate coincidence that my name rhymes with fat. I couldn't understand why he picked on me or disliked me over the size of my body, any more than I could understand people being racist. It just didn't make sense to me. Aside from the bullying, he and I never interacted. I didn't know why he wouldn't just leave me alone, when I had never done anything to him, and worse, I couldn't understand why I felt so bad about myself. So to answer this week's question, weight stigma, to me, means feeling bad about yourself for no good reason. If there is one thing that I learned in recovery from my eating disorder, it is that the worth of a person cannot be measured on a scale. Rather than be concerned with the size of the body, we should be concerned with the size of the heart, starting with our own. When it comes to things like love and compassion, there is no room for petty judgments over something as arbitrary as the number on the scale or your clothing size. How do you think weight stigma affects the way you think about the people in your life? Complete strangers? Your own body? Well, that's all for today. To subscribe to future updates, visit arenomore.wordpress.com. You can subscribe by email, look us up on Facebook, or follow on Twitter at @tilledsarenomore. You can also subscribe in iTunes. Thanks for listening.